This WBEZ podcast is supported by the Joffrey Ballet, presenting Midsummer Night's Dream, set during the traditional Scandinavian Summer Solstice Festival, at Lyric Opera House, April 25th through May 5th, joffrey.org.
For 30 years, Rosa Escareño has had a front row seat to Chicago politics at City Hall. She started working for the city right out of high school and went on to serve in top leadership roles under three mayors. She's currently in charge of the city department that oversees a wide range of business activity, from enforcing the $15 minimum wage to regulating new industries like ride sharing. But Escareño is retiring at the end of the month. She joins us now to talk about her decades at City Hall. Commissioner, thanks for talking with us.
Thank you so much. Decades. Oh, my God. It makes me sound old, but I feel great.
Well, you came to Chicago when you were just 8 years old from Zacatecas, Mexico. You started out pretty young at City Hall as a receptionist in the budget office. Tell us a little bit about how you got that first job and what City Hall was like then.
Yeah, so, you know, it's interesting because like many young people in high school, I'm sure I didn't know what I wanted to do when I grew up or was out of high school, but I did know that having a stable job, I had always worked even during high school, but just having a job, my mother always thought working in government would be something really great to do. And so I had applied.
And tell us a little bit about what City Hall was like back then.
Government for me was always very intriguing. So actually working in City Hall was such a big deal, right? Just being in this massive building that I would watch on TV. So for me, it was such a privilege even then.
You worked under former Mayor Richard M. Daley, then under Rahm Emanuel, and now under Lori Lightfoot. From your view, how was working for each of them different?
I think that each of them had a different vision and different goals, but all of them led to the same thing, making Chicago a bigger, better, stronger city. And as a result of all those mayors, the Chicago that we have today is better than the one that we started with before they were here.
Your department, of course, oversees business affairs, and the past year has been a really tough one, especially for small businesses in Chicago. What's been the hardest part of your job during the pandemic?
You know, it's been such a painful year. I've been commissioner 4 years, and prior to the pandemic, we also have programs to empower and support businesses. So we meet businesses on a regular day. You know, I used to have a podcast where I would bring in small businesses to talk about their success. Well, during the pandemic, many of those businesses were hurting. Some did not make it. I know these business owners personally. And so it was very, very difficult to watch their entire life savings, you know, crumble right before all of our eyes. I will tell you, hindsight, I'm amazed at the resiliency of our business community. Some of them stayed the course. Some of them that failed, they're coming back and saying, we're going to try this again.
And as your retirement approaches toward the end of the month, how would you advise your successor to help small businesses?
Well, I think that the one advice I would give, not just my successor, but really anyone that works as a public servant, is that we have to listen. We have to sit down and listen to the good, the bad, and the ugly. And we have to sit back and think, what are we doing to improve the life of the people that we served? And what are we doing that's getting in the way or hurting them? And how do we fix it?
Rosa Escareño, good luck on your retirement, and thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you, Melba. I appreciate it.
Rosa Escareño is Commissioner of Chicago's Department of Business Affairs and Consumer Protection. This is WBEZ.